Next up is Bread and Butter, a culinary chronicle with Lael Gilbert.
I think the ability to prepare a scrambled egg is among the very basics of kitchen skills. Most people are cracking an egg over a pan sputtering with hot butter before they ever hear words like al dente or panko. Eggs are the wax-on-wax-off phase in a cooking education, stretching and strengthening the foundation upon which everything else is built. But what if, after all these years, you've been doing scrambled eggs wrong? What if you learned to cook an egg way back in college, say, and you've been doing it in the same way twice a week for 5 decades? Your eggs seem fine, but you've been settling. What if your scrambled eggs aren't anywhere near as good as they could be? Light and creamy, dazzling in their simplicity without the need for hot sauce or cheese to augment and embellish. What if they are just mediocre? Is it too late to change? I'm going to ask you to follow these instructions exactly the next time you cook an egg. I won't promise this will change your life. It actually won't at all. But it will help your scrambled eggs taste better and maybe make you think twice the next time you whip up this breakfast staple. First, don't crack the eggs into the pan. There's no way to get around it. You're going to have to dirty another dish. Crack them into a bowl and whisk them gently until they're combined. Dribble in a little water or milk if you want, around 2 teaspoons per egg. Some people don't add liquid, but I find that this makes the resulting scramble too tight. Water adds lightness, and milk can make things more creamy. Next, get your pan heating on the stove. There are several ways to go at this point. Most people slap in a bit of butter. Some people go with a nonstick pan and don't use any fat. Lately, I've fallen for olive oil. Sounds weird, but this is why. Butter adds flavor and creaminess, but it burns easily. So when you cook with it, you need to go low and slow. With olive oil, you can crank up the heat so that when you pour in the eggs, they balloon into a frothy, light pillow of protein in just seconds. It's a difference in texture and a slight difference in taste, and depends on your preference. When your pan is hot, pour the egg mixture in and stir it gently with a silicone spatula, scraping the bottom as you go. There are a lot of different techniques, but I find it easiest to pull the cooked eggs to one side and tip the pan so that the runny egg can find the heat. And now we come to the pivotal point in this narrative. Do not overcook your scrambled eggs. If you don't remember anything else, remember this. When most of the liquid egg is cooked, but there's still plenty of softness and looseness, take the pan off the heat and fold them over on themselves. Then get the eggs out. They'll continue to cook for a few minutes and be perfect when the fork hits the curd. The timing on this takes a little practice, but it means the difference between a soft, satisfying, light, and creamy bite and a bit of lifeless protein. You can wait until right at the end to add the salt and pepper, since you get more bang for each gram of sodium that way. You can also add anything from chunks of ham to chopped scallions to dress things up. But if you cook them right, the bling will be optional, because scrambled eggs done right can stand completely and deliciously on their own. This is Lael Gilbert for Bread and Butter.